Now joining us from Hockey Sveria, it is Uffe Bodin, friend of the show. Thanks for doing this, Uffe. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, you know, just reminiscing the last 10 years of our lives and wondering where it all went wrong.
Yeah, gained a few pounds, lost a few hairs, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Lost a few brain cells as well over time, yeah.
I do have to say, before we move on, I loved your appearance on the feature that Sportsnet did on Patrick Berglund. That's quite the story he's got going on.
Yeah, for sure. It was a really interesting experience being a part of that. I'm a good friend of Chris Johnston from Sportsnet, who obviously had a huge part in that. And it's been interesting following Patrick Berglund since he came back to Sweden. He might not have. I mean, there obviously when you get a player at that age who obviously has some, you know, good years left in NHL, and he comes back to Sweden, you obviously have a large expectations. He might not have lived up to those, but it's still an interesting story, and we'll see where it goes from here, if he tries to go back to the NHL next year or if he's going to stay around here.
So we've had you on a number of times, and you know, the love for Elias Pettersson was certainly palpable over the last couple of years, but now it's shifted from Elias Pettersson, who's in the here and now, and the next guy is Nils Höglander. What have you made of him being the star of the World Junior Tournament so far?
Yeah, he's turning into quite the star here. I mean, I don't think a lot of people in Sweden, you know, outside us hockey nerds, knew who he was before this tournament. But he kind of turned everything around in his favor after that game against Finland, where he scored the lacrosse goal. So now everyone in Sweden is talking about Nils Höglander, which is kind of a cool story.
Well, we talked to you about him a bit last year, especially around the draft, but what's the difference between Nils this year versus last year? Outside the statistics, you see a bit of a jump there, but how has he changed as a player?
I think he's just, you know, one more year mature, so to speak. Like, he's a bit stronger, and you can see that he's last year he tended to get a bit, I think, tired as the season went on. Like, playing against men in the top league in Sweden, it can be a pretty tough task for 18-year-old. But this year he's been really he's been showing like signs of improvement in that department, and also like just, you know, the confidence that goes with, you know, getting more ice time and getting more opportunities to play in big situations. I think that has helped him enormously. And we can see that now in this tournament. Like, he's one of the leading players for Team Sweden, and last year he was like the last guy cut. So obviously he's making a great improvement, and it's going to be really interesting to see where he goes with this. I mean, he's not the biggest guy on the ice, but he's you know, he's playing with some spunk, and he's really got a physical side of him too. So he's got a lot of different attributes that are really exciting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the ones that are making him a Twitter hero, essentially, the lacrosse goals and picking the puck up and you know, throwing it over the net as he did earlier today.
Yeah,
he is certainly a star made for 2019-2020 in the era we live in and how we consume hockey. But I do wonder how that kind of stuff will translate to the NHL, if it even can. The only guy we've seen go with the lacrosse goal is Andrei Svechnikov, and he's done it twice this year. But you know, those types of moves, generally, you don't have enough time or space at the highest level to make them. So how do you think that translates?
No, I don't think he's going to be able to pull up stuff like that in the NHL. I mean, it's a whole different thing to do it like in the SHL or even in a World Juniors tournament than doing it in the NHL. So I think he's going to have to redefine his game a bit before he comes over. There's still some holes there that he needs to improve, but I think he's rounding up to be a pretty nice player. And it's just about continuing to grow and to grow his confidence and try to be the best offensive player he can become. I mean, he's like 5'9" or something like that, so it's going to be a bit of a challenge for him to play in the NHL. We've seen small players be able to do it, like Victor Arvidsson is a pretty good comparison to me. You know, speedy player with a good shot. I think that's a player that North Carolina should look at and try to model his game after.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Uffe Bodin of Hockey Sverige. Uffe, obviously Vancouver Canucks fans are looking at Nils Höglander during this tournament, but there are other players and draft-eligible players that I'm sure a lot of Swedish hockey fans and North American hockey fans are looking forward to seeing in the NHL one day as well. Let's start with Lucas Raymond. Plays for Frölunda. Some expect him to be top three in this NHL draft. He scored for Sweden in the win against the Kazakhs. I know they played today as well. Is he living up to the hype of this tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, both he and Alexander Holtz are 17-year-olds, and we've seen with, like, historically, it's pretty tough for 17-year-olds to go in and have impact in these tournaments. But I think Lucas Raymond has had some impact. He's been showing off, like, the skills that he got, the speed and the hockey IQ that makes him a really interesting prospect. So I think from, you know, seeing a few of these 17-year-olds play in this tournament throughout the years, I think he's doing an excellent job. So I'm really impressed with what he has done so far.
Saw Rasmus Sandin go down. Was it a serious injury?
Actually, it seems like he's going to be okay. The MRI came back and it looked good. There was no fracture after that flash, so that's good news for Sweden. Obviously, he's probably maybe the most important defenseman they've got, so it's pretty much a sigh of relief for the Swedes there. It would have been really tough if they had lost him.
Going away from the World Junior Tournament, I saw you tweeting about Linus Karlsson the other day, Vancouver Canucks prospect.
Yeah.
Him dishing a pretty nice assist to in the SHL. What's the progress on him? What kind of player is he? I know at the time of the trade, nobody really knew anything about him. What have we seen in the last number of months?
Yeah, so he plays in Hockeyallsvenskan, which is the second league in Sweden, and he had a pretty. Last season was a kind of a disappointment. Everyone thought he was going to make the World Juniors team. He didn't. I don't even think he was on the radar in the end. And this year he's made some improvement. He looks much more comfortable with the puck and is more creative. So I think there's things happening there. But I mean, he's a long shot to make it in the NHL. He's going to need to play probably top level in Sweden and prove himself there before he's, you know, ready to try the game in North America. So he's still ways away, but it's nice to see that he's making progress. He's a kid that has taken a bit of a different route in his career. Like most young players, they go through hockey schools that are in Sweden that are arranged by, you know, the top clubs. He chose to stay in his home village and play a lower level before going to a bigger program, but I think he still needs some physical improvement and become better in that department, but I think he's got some really nice skills. He's very shifty and has a good sense of the game, so if he can improve physically and you know, just gain more strength and conditioning, I think he's going to be an interesting prospect in the future.
We've been reminiscing about the decade quite a bit. Who would you say is the best Swedish player of the decade? You know, the Sedins are a big part of that conversation here in Vancouver. Henrik Zetterberg came to mind for me. Victor Hedman's been certainly one of the best defensemen of this decade. And then, of course, there's Henrik Lundqvist, who's done a lot of good for a lot of years, even going into the 2000s.
Yeah, we had a discussion on my podcast just the other week, and it's so tough because there have been a lot of really good Swedish players. But I think in the end, in our discussion, it came down to Henrik Lundqvist or Erik Karlsson. And I think I actually picked Erik Karlsson just because I think he kind of led away to what we see today with, you know, the modern offensive defenseman who can actually put up a lot of points. I mean, I think he was the first one in a very long time to score more than 80 points in a season. So I think he's been kind of a trailblazer that way. So he's the one for me. But, I mean, just looking what Henrik Lundqvist has done for the Rangers in these past 10 years, it's also quite an accomplishment. So it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's no easy answers. Ufe, really appreciate the time as always. All the best in the new year and for the next 10 years, for that matter.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
There is Ufe Bodin, Hockey Sveria, one of our favorites.